morning. Today is Election Day 2018. Joining us this morning, Mr. McCauley. Oh, what are you bleeping?
Oh, my watch is reminding me of how far away my next appointment is. So anyway.
Oh, I thought it might be saying how important this one was.
I have a way smarter watch than I am. So yeah. It talks to my phone. My phone is smarter than me. It's a tough. Your wearable technology is way smarter than you.
Yep.
There's.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's time we hit the field, huh? Oh, that couldn't have been any better. Hopefully, it was a friend who's giving you a hard time. Yeah. No.
No, it's not. Okay. Anyway, it's.
So you can't drop a name on the air and embarrass
anybody. I shouldn't drop a name, but anyway.
Yeah, Carswell. Our why do they say that? Bone up. Where did students get the expression bone up, meaning to study for an examination?
I think it must have started with Fred Flintstone.
From the publishing firm, should have saved this one for Rexy, named Bohn, B-O-H-N.
Really?
Which first published the Trotts, which helped the first students pass their Greek and Latin courses. Though the students called it Bohn Up, B-O-H-N, at first, the term soon changed to Bohn Up, B-O-N-E, because of the obvious pun on bonehead. I really should have saved it for Rex.
Yeah, you definitely should. There's a lot of material there.
Yeah. And really, nothing that's defensible.
Yeah.
Oh, gee. Well, with all the political rhetoric roaring around little bit.
Yeah, what a time, huh?
Kind of think it would be an on-year election, huh? The way everybody's doing what everybody's doing.
Yeah.
Has there been any movement at all, any clarification at all with what we're going to be looking at the end of the year as far as planning and pre-planning and those types of things with tax avoidance, planning, however you want to reference it?
Yeah, there's...
Keeping your own money?
It's an interesting year. You know, the IRS is running behind on writing regulations, and as soon as they write them, a myriad of questions are posed by how they're proposing regulations.
Don't they have
implement.
Like an advisory group that
sure
says, okay, here it is, guys, tear it apart, you clean it up, and then you release?
I actually don't know how their process works. I'm assuming they get inputs from other people. Basically, the IRS is charged. Now, keep in mind, in the middle of December in 2017, we had a new tax law passed with some really, I won't call them radical, but some pretty significant changes in how we do things, things that are very different than how we've done them before. And there's a lot of consequences that people can still continue to be thinking through in terms of how is this going to work as we progress along and what are the ramifications that we're not thinking of. And then all of a sudden you think, well, gee, that does have an... Anyway, so there's lots of little gotchas and potential gotchas, and I'm not sure we've recognized them all. So what happens...
Intentional or unintentional?
Unintentional. I think it's the nature of trying to figure out how do we do this with these changes that are relatively...
So all the conspiracy guys can relax on this one.
Yeah, okay. In my opinion.
But then again, we haven't been watching you too close either. Yeah,
exactly. But the NSA watches me really carefully, so I'm probably all right. The point is that the you get a new tax law, and then the IRS is charged with developing a set of procedures to implement it, and they do that through issuing regulations, and then they implement procedures to implement the regulations. So there's this process that occurs, and so we've seen temporary regulations issued here in the summer, late summer, and going forward, the IRS is still providing guidance for how to implement the provisions of the new tax law. The problem is that what we're seeing to some degree is that the regulations that they're issuing are raising more questions.
Well, in a temporary sounds great, but then if they change things after interpretation in 4 months, now you're going left and all of a sudden you realize you should have been veering right.
Well,
do you have enough time to swing back over and get where you're supposed, where you would have been otherwise?
Let's talk about the process. Typically what happens, the IRS nearly always issues temporary regulations. They put them out, they get more feedback, and then before the final regs are issued. So this is not an unusual process. And there is at least some protection for following the temporary regs until the final regs are out. Now, does that mean that you still can't pivot quickly enough when the final regs come out? That happens, where people have been sold out on what the temporary regs said, and then when the final regs come out, they're different, and they've gone a long way down a particular road, and it gets hard to back up, as opposed to finding a nice big wide turnaround to swing back. So the point is that this whole process is not unusual, but it is not happening quickly right now. And so the challenge is the IRS is undermanned. The funding's been cut each year. Who knows how they spend it? I'm not in a position to judge.
Is it the magnitude of the change?
Yeah, the magnitude of the change and the nature of the change is such that it's big changes, and they're so new, and there's some, I don't want to call them radical, but they're certainly significant because it's different.
KINS. Whoa. Is that clock right?
Oh, okay. I don't think so.
Neither do I. It's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long, on 980 AM. We are easy radio, easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music, easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It is 8:23. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Bill McCauley.
And it is.
Hey, all right.
It feels good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't. You know. It's interesting. We're voting on this time change thing now, and with the time change going on, I grumble about the time change. Both of them.
At least you're consistent. Then.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's so stupid. I'm sitting there thinking this morning as I was kind of grumbling about it, and I'm thinking to myself, I can change it. So why am I spending any intellectual energy or emotional energy on something? It's completely out of my control.
It's right up there with the tides.
Yeah. It's like, oh, darn it, it's coming in.
Yeah.
Stupid. Sometimes I just think.
You check off. And, yeah.
What are you doing? Like, dummy. Anyway. I'm worried. I mean, really, isn't there something about knowing what you can have something, that you actually have something that you can impact, and knowing what you can't?
I guess it's our opportunity for vote. If you haven't yet, vote.
Yeah.
And I know our websites are up, so as soon as the polls close, you can go. We'll have Bohannon do the national stuff, and then for the local, it'll be interesting to see how things come out.
How long are you going to be on today?
This is it, baby.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it seems like everybody's more interested in the other approach, so we've kind of morphed into that. And, how long can you talk about nothing while you wait for the county to do an update?
Yeah, and you just don't know when that stuff's going to come in. So you sit and, it's hard to know when.
Yeah.
It could be, certain things in Eureka are going to come in fast, and certain outlying areas are going to be really slow.
But two precincts by are definition. Still out.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Well, it's an interesting time. And, a lot of people motivated in one way or another.
Well, and I suppose that's okay to a certain extent.
I just wish we had grace for each other, and I just feel like we don't, and in too many cases, where we're in a situation where we just don't have patience for one another and for other people, for people who have differing opinions, and I just think that that's beneath this country. So I my hope, and it's stupid and naive, but my hope is that we would listen to one another and understand that people come to a position because they believe it for good reasons and not ascribe bad reasons because you disagree with someone.
That goes back to road rage, too, though.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's the whole nine yards.
That's my philosophy 101.
So did you vote for that?
Road rage?
Wasn't on my voter sample.
I didn't see it there.
I'll have to see if they made that a change on the official ballot here when we get to the polling station.
Yeah, I didn't see it there. I didn't see a civility checkbox either. So I wasn't able to.
Guess
vote
that means
for that.
It's not going to happen this time, huh?
I don't have a lot of hope. We're going to be more civil to one another.
So, what's the best guess if you're in a situation now anticipating the taxes? Last time we said, be sure to bump your withholding if you're not at the lowest possible, make a slight adjustment because you're getting a little bit more during the year. So you don't get that April surprise.
You were listening.
One thing per show I can retain. But I forgot who told me that. So
some dude.
Yeah. Anyway. So is it worth spending any time reflecting on anything, either at the home or at the business, if you happen to be in that situation, or you're reflecting purchasing a piece of gear, let's say an employee-related expense?
Yeah.
Are there any changes with that, or is that standard deduction just going to kind of knock a lot of that stuff out of the park?
Well, my favorite tax answer is it depends, and it does indeed depend. But let's talk a little bit about.
I thought that was a fashion statement.
For me,
yeah,
but I wear them inside.
Yeah, though. Okay, I'll go on. Geez, you took the advanced course.
The thing to consider is. That for federal tax purposes, itemized deductions are going to be, for an individual, itemized deductions are going to be really different this year because some of the things that people are used to being able to take, they're not going to be able to claim as an itemized deduction. Now, and just to recap, the personal exemption amount, which was $4,050 a year ago per person, so if you had a family of four, you got a $16,200 personal exemption deduction. That goes away, and it's combined into a larger standard deduction, which you compare against how much your itemized deductions are to figure out, do you take the standard deduction or do you take what your actual itemized deductions are. So there's complexity in the fact that the computation of your itemized deductions is different. Plus, the exemption amounts, are the personal exemption's gone, and now we have a larger standard deduction. So we're going to change our computation of our itemized deductions, and we're going to compare it against a higher standard deduction. So our itemized deductions may or may not work for federal. The good news is, and I'm saying this a little bit tongue-in-cheek, California didn't conform to any of it. So we're back with the same rules for California. So when you think, why is my tax guy or gal or person asking for information about miscellaneous itemized deductions when I know they're no longer deductible? It's because they are for California. So it's going to be an interesting time because we're going to do it different ways.
It's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Times, 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with CPA Bill McCauley. Ooh. Talk Shop presented by CH Painting, Redeck, American Ag Credit, Humboldt Termite Pest Control, and Murphy's Markets. The dramatic pauses allowed people to gather around the radio.
I know, and this is a
like point, the 30s.
This is a perfect moment to remind people to be really careful about emails, phone calls, and other unsolicited inbound information requests from third parties, that a huge percentage of those are scams. And when in doubt, it's safer to assume it's a scam than to assume it's legitimate. Doesn't matter. And they're every day there's new things out there that are coming in. People are getting taken in by phone calls, people representing they're the IRS, people representing. It looks legitimate if you look at the caller ID, or you look at the phone number for caller ID. It may look like that's really the IRS that's calling. It isn't. The IRS doesn't contact you that way. Keep that in mind. Don't respond to it. And it's not just IRS. People are spoofing other people. If someone calls and asks for personal information, they want to confirm your information. It's bogus. People don't do that. Businesses don't do that. And if you aren't initiating those kinds of interactions with people, be beyond highly skeptical of anything that you get either on the phone or in an email or even a text message. You know, we can now see that scammers or other people they're saying that our cell phones in the next few years, that 80% of the I heard one study say 80% of the calls that we're going to get are going to be unwanted calls. They're either going to be from people soliciting us who are ignoring the do not call registry, or people who are spoofing other people and trying to get you to do something that you shouldn't be doing. The point is, we can't emphasize enough how important it is to be highly skeptical of any request for information that you receive. And if it is unsolicited, you should just not trust it.
A rash of this is the trigger for it? Or is that what you were just responding to during the break?
No, it's not something I was responding to in the break. That was something else. But okay. It's just we are seeing it. We still get phone calls from our clients. And love those calls when a client calls and says, "Hey, I got this call and it seems strange. Is this, you know?"
Or, so it's better. What do you think, rather than I just did?
Yeah, don't respond to these things without filtering it with somebody else and thinking about it really carefully and understanding. You know, the desire of scammers is to get you to do something without thinking. They want to get you into an emotional state. So I'm the IRS. Ooh, we already. You know, our blood pressure
pitter patter. Just but,
so,
yeah.
So then you don't think as clearly because you're frazzled a little bit. So it's all about getting you to a point where they get you to do something that they want you to do that isn't in your interest, such as providing personal information, and or providing access to or downloading or clicking on a link in an email. Don't click on links in email unless you know it's coming. We have a policy in our office. If we get a email from somebody who even it looks like a client but you didn't know it was coming, call the client and say, "Hey, did you mean to send me something to open?" Because even though we have antivirus scanning everything that comes in, sometimes there's a link within within the document. So you open the PDF, and then there's something that you can click on inside of it, or a Word document or whatever. And those documents in our system get scanned. But there's peril there.
Now, you know, that never comes from me. That's like five layers more complicated than I could ever figure out. Yeah.
Right. But the point being, you know, if you get something from somebody that says, hey, click on this, because, you know, we get these things where it's like, oh, it'll be from somebody we don't know. Oh, here's the tax documents you were waiting for. Well, it has the veneer of legitimacy. We do tax stuff. We got it. But we don't know who this person is.
Yeah, if you don't recognize the signature.
Yeah, it's like, why would – and not only that, even if I do recognize the signature, here's what you're waiting – here's the tax information you're waiting for. Well, I wasn't waiting for it.
Enough to red flag it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So just be cautious. It's really, you know, what is that, the old Hill Street Blues sergeant, you say, you know, be careful out there. You know, it really is, be careful out there. Be careful on the phone. Be careful in your emails. Be careful in your texts. Be careful in all those communications, and be super skeptical of any unsolicited inbound requests in any of those platforms. Sorry, I'm going off, but it's.
But well, particularly now with some of the stuff we're talking about, here's a way to save. Yeah, here's some advice, or particularly, and again, if you've gone to a couple of those websites looking for information, not those specific ones, but related to that topic, mm-hmm. I would suspect that there's some trolling going on. You go, oh, okay, here's some, boom.
Well, keep in mind that that all of our computers have, and I'm really not the right person to talk about some of these security issues, but I understand some of it. Your computer, if you use, let's say you use Google Chrome as your browser, well, Google Chrome is keep track of where you go. So if you go to look at something about leather couches, it tracks that you went, and guess what? The next week, you're going to see pop-up ads for leather couches because they've sold that information to somebody else. So they're using that information, and they use a tracking cookie is what it's called. You know, I love cookies, but I don't necessarily love tracking cookies. To implant information in your PC, and they're also extracting information about your habits when you're on the web. So be aware, and it's not just Google that's doing it. Others are as well. So, I mean, if you're on Facebook or whatever, you know, they're probably tracking your behavior and the things you're interested in with the idea that they can sell that information to somebody who can market to you. But the whole point is that it's you can save yourself a lot of money by avoiding having the consequences and time trying to fix and undo some problems that can arise because you make yourself susceptible to it.
I suppose that's something to ingrain in your kids too.
Yeah, indeed.
KINS News and Information Time, it's 8:43.
SoCal just got a whole lot closer. No, we're not talking about some big scary geological event. It's way cooler and with much less tectonic shifting. Starting in June, flying to LA will be quicker than ever with United Airlines new nonstop flights from Humboldt County. That's right, no stops between here and there. Ascend, descend, and you're landing, like in just a couple hours. So it's kind of like LA is just down the road a piece. So what are you waiting for? Check it out at flyhumboldt.org.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Times, 8:48. We're back talking shop this morning with Bill McCauley. So, Bill, at this point, since there's still some of the discussions, some of the temporary this is, et cetera, if the state, Oregon or California, hasn't really made too many changes, okay, that's our reference? Is that what we go from? Or do we make some allowances or some, I guess, pay attentions, if you will, to what's going on at the federal level if the two are in conflict?
Well, for most people, probably accumulating their tax information isn't going to be that different. Some of our clients we've identified and talked to them last year when we did their tax return and said, look, you're probably not going to itemize for federal purposes, and you're probably not going to get any benefit for California, so maybe going through this process isn't going to be beneficial for you. The problem
Same old, same old. Here's the problem
with that. You do that and you say, okay, don't worry about itemized deductions this year. And then you find out that they had a disastrous medical year. So now, and so they've had a lot of medical expenses they wouldn't normally have. They have to drive back and forth. They spend 100 room nights in San Francisco with the loved one down there.
So it's the exceptional stuff.
All I'm saying is, and now all of a sudden you got these big bills, or you have a major dental activity or something that causes, you're striping big checks.
Right.
Well, now if we've told you don't give us the information, now we're going to be having you go back and dig it up later. So for the most part, we've tried to tell people, look, because California hasn't conformed, we just want you to give us the same information you've always given us. I know you don't like accumulating it. I don't know if it's going to benefit you, but it seems like it makes some sense at this point.
Okay, so pretty much just kind of lower your head and keep doing what we normally do.
I think so. I think that's the best course until, after a couple of years after a year or two under this, maybe we'll feel more comfortable in saying, look, just, you can just completely forget itemized deductions, and other people, you absolutely need to keep gathering the information. But I think when in doubt, continue to gather the info.
Thanks for coming by, bud.
Thank you.
Everybody vote early.